The ACLJ ratchets up pressure on targeted members in the continued fight against the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right.
Hey, welcome to the show again today. It's Drew Ryan. I manage government affairs here for the ACLJ in Washington, D.C., joined by Than Bennett, my deputy in the government affairs office, as well as Colby May, who directs the Washington, D.C. offices for the American Center for Law and Justice. Folks, there are a lot of issues that are being talked about today, whether it's the FISA bill that was passed on Friday out of the House of Representatives and the fight that it's going to face in the Senate coming up. In fact, some of the groups on the left, MoveOn.org and others, are asking Barack Obama to filibuster the bill. You've got Barack Obama and John McCain discussing their various energy policies, but we're going to stay focused on what we think is one of the biggest fights that we are facing right now with Christian talk radio, with conservative talk radio, and we are up against a timeline. And that is why we need you to respond, folks, whether it's putting your name on our petition. And if you haven't done that already, please do that today. The number to do that is 877-989-2255. Again, that's 877-989-2255. Now, in fact, we're being joined by Jay. He is still over in Israel, and he's giving us an update of what he's engaged in over there. So, Jay, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with everybody. And as Drew just mentioned, I am calling from Haifa, Israel. We've moved up the coast with our students. We'll now be at the University of Haifa for the rest of this week. We have posted to the website at aclj.org a new news story that just released on the situation in Israel that we're handling. It is now in the press. So I want to let people know that they can go right to the website at aclj.org. This is the situation involving the son of a Messianic Jewish pastor here in Israel that's unfortunately was the victim of a bombing in a basket, a Purim basket. I mentioned it last week. We're in the process of investigating. We've met with ministers of internal security, so we've been working on the situation. But I wanted to let everybody know that story is now posted at aclj.org.
Well, Jay, thanks for that update. And what else can you tell us? What has been the general reaction to people on the ground to this story? Because I tell you what, here in Washington, D.C., we're actually reading a lot of news clips about what's going on over there regarding the case of this Messianic pastor.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of look. I mean, the fact of the matter is, how are we doing on time, guys? I know I'm not at my, everybody can tell I'm not on my computer. A minute and a half. Okay, well, I'll give you a quick update, and I'll try to hold on for the next segment. Here's the fact. The fact is that it's now being investigated by the Minister of Internal Security. That's effectively, Drew, the like Michael Chertoff's office investigating it. It was a religiously motivated crime, as the news report from CNS News points out. There's no doubt that it was religiously motivated. And there's also, without a question, a serious concern that it's going to affect global relations. So, look, very serious situation. I'll give more information, in fact, when we get back from the break. But I know, Drew, you were talking about the Fairness Doctrine issue. Folks, we want to make sure that we can continue broadcasting from around the world, and that's where we need everybody that's listening right now to go ahead and add your name to this petition in support of the Fairness Doctrine being removed. In other words, supporting the Broadcast Freedom Act. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and I hope everybody that's listening to my voice will respond very quickly to what is a very, very important issue.
Folks, and we do need you to respond. We have crossed 140,000 names on this signature to this petition. We are hand-delivering the updated signatures to members of Congress this week. Literally over the next couple of days, Than Bennett and I will be printing off these signatures and delivering them by district to individual members of Congress. And who we're targeting, folks, are these four Republicans who have yet to sign the discharge petition, as well as the 100, what we call the conservative blue dog Democrats, who signed on to the one-year moratorium last year, yet refused to sign the discharge petition right now. Those four Republicans are Ralph Regula of Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Robert Whitman of Virginia, and Tim Johnson from Illinois. So we'll give you more information as we come back from the break. But I got to tell you, folks, if you have already signed the petition, get your friends. Get 5, 6, 7 friends. Tell them to call us at 877-989-2255 or go to the website, aclj.org, add your name, and while you're there, pull up the list of members of Congress and call them and tell them, get on the discharge petition today. We'll be right back with you.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. You are from Haifa, Israel now. We've moved up with our students at Regent University School of Law to the University of Haifa here in the northern portion of Israel. Our phone lines are open for you also at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, we posted to the website at aclj.org a news story that was released just about an hour ago, which pretty much summarizes the reason we're here and the matters that we've been working on. We've been keeping it intentionally quiet over the last few days, but the news story is now broken internationally, so we're letting everybody know now why that is. There was a situation that developed in the last month that was very serious and had a lot of people very concerned, and that was the situation with the son of a messianic pastor in a town called Abyal, which is in the West Bank area. It's in Israel, but it's near the West Bank portion of Israel. And unfortunately, an explosive device was sent to their home in the form of a Purim basket, which is a Jewish celebration. And when the son opened up, who's 15 years old, his name is Ami, when he opened it up, unfortunately, the package exploded. And he's in the hospital. My brother Scott actually went and visited him in the hospital. He's doing remarkably well considering the situation, but will probably be in hospital, folks, if you can imagine this, for a year. So it's very, very serious. We met with our lawyers and also some of the consultants we work with here met with the Minister of Internal Security, that is the equivalent of Michael Chertoff, and discussed what we think is a very, very serious and somber situation, and we wanted to make sure justice is being pursued. We've been ensured by the Israeli security forces, as well as the mayor of Ariel, that investigations are going forward. We're going to continue to monitor the situation carefully. When the perpetrators of this crime, and we think it's out of doubt, it looks like it's religiously motivated, we want them brought to justice, and we're going to send ECLJ, the European Center for Law and Justice, lawyers to monitor the situation and serve as observers during the trial. And once they catch the perpetrator, they've not caught the perpetrator yet, the investigation is ongoing. So now that it's broke, we're able to talk about it some, and that's the reason why we've now addressed that issue here. So a lot of developments. I'll keep everybody posted in the head. It's going to be serious. Obviously, it's an attempted murder. There's people saying, how do you phrase the crime? Call it whatever you want to call it. I call it attempted murder. And unfortunately, a 15-year-old child was victim of this act of attempted murder. That's what it is. So, Drew, that's the reason we're up here. We're also, our students are at the University of Haifa, getting a real education in international law. We've shot a whole series of television broadcasts as well. But Drew's been talking about, and Fan, I know Colby as well, about the situation with the Fairness Doctrine. And folks, look, we need to make sure that without any doubt there is put in place a Broadcast Freedom Act so that we can continue to broadcast to you, whether in Washington, D.C. or Haifa, Israel, or Strasbourg, France, where I'll be broadcasting next week. I mean, this is serious. John Ashcroft, by the way, former Treasurer of the United States, is going to be joining us here in Haifa tomorrow. So a lot of activity, as you can imagine, taking place. But that's the reason why we need to make sure broadcast freedom is protected, because the victims of a fairness doctrine would be in radio and Christian television. There's no doubt about it. So Drew gave you that number. I'll give it to you again, and I've got to run to a meeting. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to write that number down. Call it during the program. Add your name to. We're literally almost over 100,000 signatures online. So, and we're going to be sending out an email alert on it this week. So continue to aggressively stand up for freedom so we can continue these kind of broadcasts. That's 1-877-989-2255. Drew, Than, and Colby, I know that I'm leaving the audience in good hands. I'm here, and I've got to run into another meeting. I should be able to give a report and an update on the situation on Farmers Broadcast, but I'll let you guys take it from here.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jay, for calling in. And folks, that's what we do here at the ACLJ. Whether you've got Jay fighting for religious freedom over there in Israel, whether it's the ECLJ in Strasbourg, France, fighting for human rights and religious freedom, whether it's the Orthodox Church fighting for the Orthodox Church in Turkey, whether it's here in Washington, D.C., and the fight that we're engaged in right now, and that is against the re-implementation of the Fairness Doctrine. Let me kind of give you a rundown of what's going on. Right now, Mike Pence and Greg Walden are trying to bring to the floor of the House of Representatives the Broadcaster Freedom Act. And what that would do is permanently eliminate the Fairness Doctrine. However, the Democrat House leadership, that's Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Rahm Emanuel, are blocking this bill coming to the floor. Now, in the House, you have a parliamentary procedure known as a discharge petition. In other words, if there are 218 members who sign on to a discharge petition, the sponsors of that bill can bypass committee and basically, in essence, take over control of the floor and bring the bill to the floor at any time they so choose to do so. Now, what we have is 195 signatures. We need 218. Folks, we need to hear from you. Whether that's signing our petition to do that, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. But we also want to hear from you. What are you, the listeners, thinking of the Fairness Doctrine? Do you have any questions about what is the Fairness Doctrine? Why do we need to fight against it? We are more than happy to take those calls. I'm joined by Than Bennett, who's also in the Government Affairs Office, as well as Colby May, who directs our D.C. office, to call us 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to the phones. In fact, we got Robert from Washington calling in. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
How I understand it is that the Fairness Doctrine has more to do with ads of a political nature. And I know over in Western Washington, each of our Christian stations are running ads for the person running for governor on the Republican side, but they will not run ads for the person running for governor on the Democratic side. And I feel that is wrong, and I also feel that it is wrong to have any kind of political ad on a Christian station.
Well, Robert, you know, I appreciate you calling in. I got to tell you, I'll disagree with you, because I do think that Christians should be engaged in politics. Now, Colby, Robert, though, does raise an interesting question as far as you have Christian stations running ads on behalf of various political candidates. Now, when we're talking about the Fairness Doctrine, we're not just talking about how it would implement regulations on political issues, but what could be deemed as controversial issues as well.
Well, that's right. It's really a different legal issue that's in play. The Federal Communications Act has a specific requirement for all broadcast stations to make time available for the purchase of political candidates, primarily federal candidates, but once they open the door and take candidates from state office like a governor's office, then they have to provide equal time to the opposing candidates. So if you've got a radio station that's making time available to one candidate, they legally have a requirement to make it available to another. Now, whether or not that other candidate takes the time and buys the time on the same terms as the other candidate is up to them to decide, but the law does require that balance. But here, in the context of the Fairness Doctrine, it's an issue-oriented question. question, not a status question. I'm a candidate, therefore I get these rights under the law. So what we have is a situation where if it's a controversial issue that's being discussed, and essentially ask yourself what in America today that gets discussed repeatedly on radio isn't controversial in some degree, whether or not it's taxes, the war in Iraq, whether or not same-sex marriage, whether or not it's abortion, whatever the issues are, that then triggers the obligation to provide this opposing view. And that's why Christian radio, particularly Christian television, et cetera, is very vulnerable to the application of this. A lot of mischief involved.
And it's not just the airwaves, though, Colby. I mean, we look at maybe even taking this half a step further. What could be seen as controversial? What's preached from the pulpits? I mean, think about it. From an opposing worldview, preaching God's scriptures from the pulpit could be seen as controversial. And a lot of these pastors actually air their sermons over the airwaves.
Well, that's right. And I mean, you don't have to look very far but to our neighbors to the north in Canada that dealing with the hate speech questions there. And they now have these human rights commissions that are going all about and sort of pogroming, if you will, finding situations where local media and local journalists have been running stories on controversial issues, perhaps like militant Islam, something along those lines. And boom, they've got a real hate crime problem. Now, can you imagine if they'd been discussing that on their broadcast, which, of course, they can't in Canada, because they don't have a robust First Amendment like we do, and they don't understand that more speech rather than less speech is the best antidote for bad ideas. You've got to be able to go to the marketplace. You've got to be able to present it, persuade it, and convince people, and that's what the First Amendment allows. The Fairness Doctrine turns it on its head and then decides that a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. will mediate between these opposing views as opposed to, again, we talked about at the outset, candidates who are seeking time on a radio station.
Well, folks, that is the fight that we are up against, that Colby May was just talking about, and that is imposing regulations on what could be seen as controversial issues. We had this fight last year with the grassroots lobbying fight, where you had members of Congress, especially Marty Meehan, trying to impose dictates on specifically what nonprofits, and that would be churches and pastors, what they could do, what they could talk about. We are seeing this in a different iteration right now with the Fairness Doctrine. And what we're seeing is the Democrat leadership in the House, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Rahm Emanuel, they don't want the Broadcaster Freedom Act on the floor. Why is that? I think the question needs to be asked. And then as we heard last week from some of you that were calling into your members, people getting laughed at when they call in and say, hey, you are my member of Congress. I need you to sign this discharge petition. And one being laughed at and then told, you know what, we don't have to pay attention to you on this one. Folks, I want to hear from you. Who do you think your member of Congress should respond to? You, the constituent, or to their leadership? I got to tell you, folks, that's why we as Christians need to be engaged in politics. Who we send to Washington, D.C. either agrees with our worldview or they vote against it. That's why it's so necessary to be important and involved in this fight. Folks, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Add your name to that petition today. We'll be right back with you.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellarkar. Sanctus Real.
Right.
Toby Mack.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, Family Net, Daystar, God TV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at LoganShow.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Drew Ryan. I'm sitting in for Jay. We just heard from him on the last few segments. He is still over in Israel with a tour, also working with government officials regarding the bombing of the Messianic pastor's house, in which the Messianic pastor's son was severely injured. But we're talking about the Fairness Doctrine right now, folks, and we need to hear from you. We are literally up against a time frame, and that is this. At the end of this week, Congress will go into its July 4th recess. They will be gone for almost 2 weeks. They will come back for 4 weeks. After that, any hope of action on permanently eliminating the Fairness Doctrine will legitimately be gone. And I can tell you this from my experience here in Washington, D.C., once you get past the August recess and you start after Labor Day here in Washington, D.C., anything legislatively does not move. Why is that? Well, you have a presidential election, folks. Let's be honest. You have a lot of members up for re-election. They don't want to touch on anything controversial. So the time in which we have to do this is very limited. We got 1 week now. They come back from recess. We have 4 weeks. We want to hear from you. If you've not signed the petition, call us at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name today. If you've already signed, have your friends call 877-989-2255 and put their name on the petition. We want to hear from you. In fact, we've got a full phone bank. Call us. Let us know what you are thinking about the Fairness Doctrine and whether or not members should respond to you or to their leadership. To do that, call us at 800-684-3110. In fact, we're going to go right back to the phones. Viviana from New York is calling in. Viviana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, Drew?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have been basically working with pastors to represent New York City pastors to Albany and representing, pastoral entities like Christian Coalition, Conlico, and Empire State Baptist. And I tell you, Drew, if we do not get this passed, and I'm hoping that other listeners on the line, whatever happens in our state legislators or even in federal government will affect what pastors can preach. And we were talking about the vital issue of the sanctity of marriage and making sure that people don't make an end run around that. If they were to close down shows like your show, Focus on the Family, and like other conservative talk shows, we wouldn't have that balanced current and the vital information that we would need to act on a dime. So I really applaud your efforts and encourage everyone listening to call their representative and also to sign your petition at the same time.
Well, Viviana, I really appreciate you calling in, and you could not have said it better, folks. We need to hear from you. If you've not signed the petition, do so at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name. But while they're there, Than, they can also do something else, and that is pull up that list of members that voted for the one-year moratorium last year yet refused to do so today. And we've got some specific targets. In fact, I know we've sent out some targeted emails to these various members' home districts, and we are really ratcheting up here at the ACLJ because the time frame that we have is very short. That's why action is needed, Than.
That's right, Drew. We've actually done the work for our listeners here. What we've done is we've compiled a list of the 100-plus members who voted for that one-year moratorium yet have refused to sign on. I'd like to point out a few of these. There's only four Republicans that haven't yet signed that discharge petition. It's Robert Whitman of Virginia, Tim Johnson of Illinois, Ralph Regula of Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. If you live in one of those members' districts, you should call them. You should ask them to sign the discharge petition. One more name I want to mention, Drew, and this is maybe the most important one. John Yarmuth of Kentucky, he is a co-sponsor of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. He is opposed to the Fairness Doctrine. He's gone on record as being opposed to it, yet he refuses to actually bring this to a vote on the House floor. He refuses to sign the discharge petition. If you live in Kentucky, you need to call him. His number is 202-225-5555. 5401. You can find all the phone numbers at ACLJ.org.
Folks, and that's what's so interesting. What Than just brought up is you have a Democrat co-sponsor of the Broadcast Freedom Act, co-sponsored it with Congressman Mike Pence, Congressman Greg Walden, John Yarmuth of Kentucky, yet he refuses to sign the discharge petition to let this bill actually get voted on the floor. Why is that? Who is he answering to? Is he answering to his constituents, or is he being pushed around by Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer? Folks, you need to call your members. If you have not called your member of Congress, do so today. Just pull up the list at ACLJ.org. Call your member. Ask them to get on that discharge petition. We're going to go right back to the phones. Michael from Maryland is calling in on line 6. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, hello there. Great. Yes, I got a twofold question. One, is this fairness doctrine, is it or can it cross over between radio to newspaper and television?
Well, Michael, I appreciate your question because to some extent, yes, it can cross over to television. But Colby, he brings up an interesting scenario here. Can the Fairness Doctrine cover newspapers or can it cover television?
It can certainly cover all broadcast media, which is going to be television and radio, AM, FM, UHF, VHF, etc. But it is not going to be able to cross over into the print media at all. And in fact, it won't be able to cross over into the Internet, and it won't be able to cross over into cable television or satellite, so on and so forth. And the simple reason is that the Communications Act, which enables the FCC to regulate the broadcast airwaves, has no jurisdiction over printed material, which has got to be the big irony in this whole discussion, because the very idea that one small slice of the media marketplace, which consists of not only broadcasting, but Internet, print, cable, satellite, you name it, and it's just a very diverse market. And yet the only one you want to control is the one that has the kind of talk radio, the kind of talk television we're talking about. So the answer to your question is they can get to TV, but they can't get to the print media. And you should be asking yourself, well, if that's the case, isn't it good for everybody to simply keep hands off government?
Well, Michael, we appreciate your call. I hope that gave you a little bit better insight of the fight that we are up against. And folks, we want to hear from you. 877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. But we got a lot of people calling in. I want to go right back to the phones. Line 5, Shirley from New York is calling in. Shirley, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I am angry. I am very angry. These people have conveniently forgotten and observed our power. We are the government. They are the public servants. How dare they try to tell us when we can speak and when we can't speak? And it's the same thing with this, the Roe v. Wade problem going on. Do these people understand and realize that they could only get here one way, the same way everybody in the world who is here today has gotten here? A fetus. We were all a fetus at one time. And they would have us think that because they're in power, they will decide who's going to live and who is not going to live.
Well, Shirley, I appreciate your call, and you are exactly right. I think oftentimes we need to make these calls to our members here in Washington, D.C., and let them know, hey, we're the constituents. We put you into power, and guess what? For you House members, you're up every 2 years. We can simply vote you out. But I tell you what, that's why shows like Jay Sekulow are so important, because we keep you informed on what's going on in Washington, D.C., how your members are voting, if they're putting their name on a discharge petition or not. That's why we need to stay on the air. That's why we need to make sure there is a permanent elimination of the Fairness Doctrine and that Mike Pence and Greg Walden's bill, Broadcaster Freedom Act, gets an up or down vote on the House floor. Folks, if you've not put your name on that petition, or if your friends have not, do so today. 877-989-2255. We are going to hand deliver these petitions this week. That's why I want to hear from you either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. We will be hand delivering these with notes to these members who have not put their names on, saying, hey, these are your constituents. You need to listen to them. Folks, but we can only do that if you add your name to the petition. That's why I want to hear from you. 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org. And Than, we're getting near the end of the show. We've got about 30 seconds. But again, tell the listeners why it is so critically important that members of Congress hear from their constituents.
Well, Drew, I had the privilege of working on the House side for 6 years, and I can tell you, when members hear from their constituents, they take heed. When they hear from just 10 or 20 callers, they have to take action. So call your member today, ask them to sign the discharge petition, bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor for a vote.
Well, and folks, not only calling your member, but let them know how critically important this is, not only for Christian talk radio, but for conservative talk radio. Folks, call us today. Please call us today, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and add your name to the petition today. We'll be back with you tomorrow.